我们一起来看今天的经文。
So let's take a look at the verses today.
是在以弗所书第四章。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
二十五节，我们一起我看我们读到三十节。
And verse 25, all the way to the 30.
我本来要一直讲到这个五章十四节，因为我想要赶快要讲五章十四节之后讲圣灵充满的。
I was planning to go all the way towards chapter 5, verse 14, because I really want to talk about be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是怒气这个东西，我就在里面预备了之后就走不下去了。
But anger, when I was preparing for that, I couldn't move on anymore.
所以我们今天要特别来谈一下。
So today we're going to specifically talk about the topic of anger.
四章二十五到三十节。
Chapter 4, verse 25 to 30.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
所以要弃绝个人与灵舍说起，因为我们是互相为肢体，身体也要安全，不可放日到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫圣灵在你们面前。我们三十节再来念一次。
Let's repeat 30.
不要叫神的灵在你们面前，你们也是受他的印记。我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父们，感谢你，主你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Your word is a lamp to our footsteps and light to our path.
求你早晨来向开我们的眼睛，让我们看见主不但是我们内心的光景，更是看见你救赎的奇妙。
And Lord, in this morning, help us to see not only in the inside of our hearts, but also our hope in our life.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我是一个很容易发脾气的人。
So I am a person who is really easy to be angry.
如果2002年的时候我去读这个，开始去读神学院的。
So in 2002 I started my seminary study.
如果在2002年之前你看到我，你不会觉得我是很会发脾气的人。
Before 2002, you wouldn't think that I'm a person easy to get angry.
发脾气都会了，多多少少都会，但是呢，不是那么容易。
Of course, before that, I still would get angry, more or less, but not so often.
2002年我去读神学院了。
In 2002, I started to study in the seminary.
2002年我也变得非常容易发脾气。
And in 2002, I became really irritable.
这两件事某个程度上是有关的，但是也不是有关的。
So to some extent, these two things are related, but not so much.
不是读神学院让我脾气暴躁。
It is not like became a seminary student made me angry.
有两件事情让我变得很容易心情非常的暴躁。
So two things caused my being very irritable.
第一就是我的薪水减了一半。
The first is because my salary was cut in half.
我去读神学院的时候我还半工半读。
So when I was became a seminary student, I worked part-time and studied part-time.
应该是说半工全读。
Okay, to be more accurate is that I work part-time but as a full-time student.
所以薪水少了一半。
So my salary was cut in half.
但是不是因为薪水少了而让我发脾气的。
But it's not because my salary was reduced that made me angry.
因为薪水少了带来生活里头的压力，而这个压力， 坚决的啊，造成我容易发怒。
But it was because my salary was reduced, and then which caused an increased pressure from my living, from my life, and that indirectly caused me being irritable.
2002年发生另外一件事情，让我变成非常暴躁的人。
Another thing happened in 2002 that made me a very irritable person.
我们生了头一个孩子。
We had our first child.
有了孩子之后，我发现原来我里面有那么大的力量。
And only after I became a father that it all of a sudden turned out that I have such a big angry heart in myself.
不是说我不喜欢小孩。
Not to say that I don't like the kids.
在那之前呢，教会里面的有的小孩我都抱过。
So before my son was born, I used to cuddle other children in my church.
我也常常到人家家帮忙去 babysit.
And I used to babysit younger kids and other in their homes.
也不是说别人家的小孩比较可爱，自己家的小孩不可爱。
It is not to say that other kids are more lovely than my own kids.
但是有了小孩之后。你就失去了以前的自由。
But after you have your own kids, you lose the freedom that you used to have.
也不是说失去了自由让我就脾气暴躁。
It is not to say that the loss of freedom made me angry.
收入少了一半，有了加上有了小孩，就让师母很紧张。
So the income was cut in half, and we have the kid made Sister Li Yan very insecure, very nervous.
加上我这一个人，这个不敏感。
And also, on top of that, I wasn't a sensitive person.
我去了神学院，工作只需要上一半的工作，我高兴得不得了。
So after I became a seminary student, and I only had to do half of my work, I was actually very happy.
有了小孩之后，我想我们大家大大小小的一同吃苦，我也很高兴。
And after I have this child, I was thinking, you know, let us as an entire family just go through the difficulties. It was such a joyful thing.
但是师母心里还没有预备好。
But Sister Lian wasn't fully prepared yet.
我很生气的是因为我们之前讲好的，我们要一起来服侍神的，为什么现在？你反而变成一个重担。
What I was angry about is that I thought we had made this decision that we were going to go through this together, but now you made this a big burden to us.
那时候我常常有一个梦想，梦想呢，如果我可以造一个假人啊。
That time I had a dream. In my dream, I would make this imitate person.
我如果有杨可的本事的话，我就造一个假人。
If I have the technique of Brother 杨可, probably I can make one.
然后他的手会抱着小孩。
And that his arms could cradle this child.
然后他的另外一只手可以喂这小孩子奶瓶。
Another arm hand can feed this child.
然后晚上我可以睡觉。
So that I would be able to get some sleep in the night.
我不只想一次，我想了好多次。
I thought about this. I have this fantasy not only once, but many times.
然后我就发现我脾气非常暴躁。
And then I realized I was so easy to get angry.
但是我们的怒气不是这些环境造成的。
But our anger wasn't actually a product of this environment.
我发现原来神要借着这个环境要来对付我内心的问题。
And I found that actually God wanted to use this outward environment to help me to tackle my own sins.
面对家人的这个情况让我很难往前冲的时候，里面的这个暴躁不是我家人的问题，是我自己的问题。
And facing my family, who seems to be hindering.I'm moving forward, and this anger is actually not the problem of my families, but a problem of myself.
不久之后，我毕业着，可能要去牧会了。
Not long afterwards, I graduated and was about to pastor a church.
在教会里面服事会有更多的人让我发脾气的。
When I'm serving in the church, of course, many more people will make me angry.
如果不晓得要怎么面对我的这个怒气，我就不可能在教会里面服事。
If I didn't know how to tackle my anger, there was no possibility of me serving in the church.
在有一次讲道的时候，戴德森就拿个杯子。
So there was a sermon during which Hudson Taylor he used a cup.
里面装满了水，他放在这个台上。
Which was filled with water, and he put it on the podium.
他讲一讲，讲一讲，他就用拳头捶这个台，然后整个杯子就水都洒出来了。
So he was preaching, and when he was preaching, his fist pounced on the podium, and then the water spilled.
然后他就开始讲说，当你遇到困难的时候，就会发生这样的一个事情。
He started to say that when you face some difficulties, this is going to happen.
但是你要记得一件事情，就是说，洒出来的是在杯子里面的东西。
But you have to remember that whatever is spilled out, is previously inside the cup.
洒出来的是在杯子里面的东西。
Whatever is spilled out of the cup used to be inside the cup.
所以我们今天读到这一段经文的时候呢，
So when we read these verses,
他特别在这个25节到27节这么说，所以要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不可犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
So in verses 25 to 27, it is written, Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
他在这里25节第一句话讲到说，所以要弃绝谎言。我们两个星期前讲到说，那个谎言是一个更广的一个词，就是我们要弃绝虚假。
So in 25, it is written, you must put off falsehood. So we were talking about this is not just a lie 2 weeks ago, and indeed it was more of something that's not true.
英文就是说那个虚假啊。
So in English, the word is falsehood.
然后我们个人要与邻舍说什么？实话，也是讲到这个真理的问题。
So what we have to talk to our neighbor, to speak to our neighbor, are things that are truthful. We have to tell them the truth.
我们是互相为肢体的。
And we are members of one body.
我这二十五节对我来说，我的理解就是接下来几段经文的一个标题。
So 25, verse 25 to me is actually a small topic of the following verses.
我们要弃绝虚假。
So we have to abstain from the falsehood.
要进入到福音的真理里头。
But to enter into the truth of the gospel.
特别是我们人与人之间，我们既然为肢体，我们更需要撇下这些虚假的问题，而进入到福音的真理。
Especially when we are members of one body, we have to abstain from the falsehood, but to enter into the truth.
第一件事情就是生气。
The first thing is anger.
你看这一句话，我们一起来念一下啊，这二十六节来。
Let's read together 26.
生气却。好，那个这段经文呢，如果你注意看的话，有一些英文的翻译，它就比较清楚啊。这里放上面的是 ESV， 它是说什么？
So if you take the English version of a translation, it's actually more clear than the Chinese version. For example, on the screen is the ESV translation. What does it say?
他说要生气啊。
So it's actually talking about be angry.
Yeah, 他的命令就是说你们去发脾气去啊。
So the commandment is actually be angry. Go ahead and be angry.
只是不要犯罪。
But do not sin.
首先我们要认识有关脾气的问题，就是说生气本身不是罪。
So what we have to bear in our mind is that being angry is not a sin.
怒气有它的价值的。
And anger actually has its value.
你在旧约里面，你看到神发怒。
When you see that God is sometimes becomes angry.
他向以色列人发怒。
He was angry towards the Israelites.
以色列人在旷野里面一直跟神埋怨，最后神说：“我就给你肉吃。”然后他们吃的高兴的时候，神发怒，他们吃的肉吃到一半就死了很多人。
Remember the Israelites, they were constantly complaining to the Lord in the wilderness. And so God was angry and he said, okay, I'm going to give you meat. But halfway through their eating, they have this plague and died.
发怒本身不是罪。
So being angry by itself is not a sin.
要不然神就犯罪了。
Or else God would sin.
耶稣也发过怒。
And Jesus also was once angry.
耶稣有一次进到这个圣殿里头，发现的这些人在那边买卖东西的时候，他怒气之下就把所有的桌子翻。
There was one time Jesus went to the holy temple, and he found there were so many buying and selling in the temple. He was so angry, and he turned over all the tables.
他告诉那些人说：“我的店是要做万民祷告的店，你们反而把它变成贼窝。”
And he told the people, My house is a house of worship, and how come you dare to make it a house of robbers?
保罗也发脾气。
And Paul also had temper too.
他跟哥林多教会讲的时候，他就指责他们，你们看到罪而却容忍罪而不去处理。
When he was writing to the church of Corinthians, he was very angry and saying to them, you saw the sin, but you tolerate the sin.
在某个程度上发脾气是必须要有的。
So to some extent, being angry is a necessity.
我们看到事情有不公正的时候，我们会有怒气。
When we see injustice, we might be filled with anger.
我们看到有一些不孝的儿女不孝的时候，我们心中也会有怒气。
When we saw children not honoring their parents, we probably would be angry.
我们看到有人被欺压的时候，我们当然也会发怒。
When we saw oppression, we might be angry too.
我的怒气在某个程度上也是必须要有的。
And my anger to some extent was necessary.
我去读神学院，然后神的事工要做，不能受拦阻。
I was in the seminary studying, and there should be no hindrance to the work of God.
我跟你们讲过，有一次我开车周末要到另外一个地方去，查经班里头，校园的查经里面去带查经跟讲道。
Maybe I have told you, there was one time I was driving to a campus Bible study group.
然后师母就打电话，我开在半路上，然后他就打电话说：“你的儿子在哭。”
And halfway through my drive, my wife called me. Your son was crying.
因为这样子很多次了，所以我一听到第一句话我就生气了。
Because it happened many times beforehand, so as soon as I heard this, I started to be angry.
我就跟他说，你要我打电话告诉查经班的人，说我今天晚上不过来，我这周末不能讲道，请他们另外找人。我现在开车回去吗
？I retorted, "Did you call to so that I would call those Bible study students and the group of the Bible study and telling them because my son was crying, so I wasn't able to go to your place tonight."
在某个程度上，神的事工不能进行的时候，不高兴是正常的。
So to some extent, when God's ministry was hindered, to be angry, it's actually normal.
在某个程度上，以前说的这个承诺，我们要一起来服侍神，现在变成是没有办法一起服侍神的时候，这个信念被破坏。有怒气是正常的。
So to some extent, when we've already made the decision, this commitment to serve God together, and now you retreated, this is my anger was not out of a norm.
有人这么说，上面呢英文打出来了，他说那一些对邪恶的事情不生气的人，对美好的事情也没有多大的兴趣。
So it is once said, as written on the screen, the person who is not angry at evil lacks enthusiasm for good.
意思就是说，当你喜爱一个好的东西到一个地步，任何破坏好的东西，你都会发怒。
It is to say that when you when your heart longs so much after something that's beautiful, anything that destroys this beautiful thing is going to make you angry.
如果你爱你的儿女爱到一个地步，任何要破坏他们的人事物，你都向着那些事情发怒。
If you love your child, if you love your children so much, anything that hurts your children, you're going to be angry at them.
所以发怒不是本身不是问题。
So being angry itself by itself is not an issue.
发怒有时候是必须的。
And being angry sometimes is necessary.
如果你说做基督徒怎么可以发怒，那你这我们这句话是错误的。
If you say that how can a Christian be angry, this sentence by itself is not correct.
我们看到这个社会，看到这个世界本该属于神的，结果变成那样子的一个污秽的地方，而人心转离神的时候，我们心有时候也会发怒。
When we saw that this world, which should belong to the Lord, but now it was so contaminated by our sinful hearts, we would be angry.
但是怒气在人来说是容易造成犯罪的一个机会。
However, anger is actually a catalyst of for the sin.
在二十六节说，生气却不要犯罪。
In verse 26, it says, "In your anger, do not sin."
另外一句话这是 Brandon 讲的啊。
Another sentence by Brandon.
他说，当我的怒气从我里面从心里头 涌上来的时候，主，当因为我看见周围的这个邪恶，就请你帮助我能够正确的将这个愤怒发出来，并且成为一个有尊荣的一件事，变成一个尊荣的一件事。
It is written, when anger spring up in my heart, dear Lord, because of the evil I see,Just help me to channel the wrath that I feel and do something noble through me.
刚刚前面讲的那个杯子，当你愤怒的时候，你洒出来的是你里面的东西。
So the illustration that I just mentioned, the cup, whatever is spilled, used to be inside of you.
我们愤怒的时候，我们洒出来的是我们里面的丑陋。
And when we are angry, whatever is spilled out of us, is the ugliness within us.
每个人有人这么另外有一句话这么说哈，每个人都可以生气啊，这是很简单的。
Another saying is that anyone can get angry. This is simple.
很简单的，因为但是呢，你对正该生气的人生气，生气到应该到达的程度，而不越过那个程度，又在。正确的时间来生气，并且为着正确的目标、正确的方式生气的话，那很难。
However, if you are angry for a proper, appropriate cause, and angry to the right person, and also angry to the right degree, this is very difficult.
因为我们里头有罪。
Because we are filled with sin.
不错，我们这生气的原因可能是正确的。
Okay, so maybe the reason for our anger is correct.
我开车要去带查经呢。
So I am on my way to lead Bible study.
曾经答应我跟我一起要跟我一起热心服侍神的这个师母，结果就试着要拦住我的话，我生气是有某个程度上的这个应该要发生的事。
So my wife, who used to be so committed with me to serve the brothers and sisters, are actually now hindering me from doing that. Okay, so I think I'm justified to be angry.
但是怒气当中很容易犯罪，是因为我里头的这个骄傲，我里头的自我中心。
But in my anger, I am really prone to sin because of the pride in my heart, because of a self-centeredness in my heart.
我的生气不是说神的施工怎么可以这样子就停在一半，我的生气是说我这么爱主。你还给我扯后腿。
And my anger was actually not because how can God's ministry be hindered, but my anger was coming I was so zealous for God, and how can you not allowing me to do that?
你有没有听到我这么爱主，这是很之大的一个想法。
And have you sensed that how much I love the Lord? This mentality by itself is actually a pride.
想到我太太是我的男主的话，就表示说我怎么样，要所有的人因为我爱主的缘故，就迁就着我。
And thinking that my wife became this obstacle is this mentality that since I love the Lord, I need everyone around me to be supportive.
经文还说生气不要犯罪，然后特别讲到后面说什么不要含怒到日落。
So the scripture said, be angry but do not sin. And immediately afterwards, it says, do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
所以一个生气的一个特别主要的问题就是我们气的就是放不下。
And another big issue of being angry is that we dwell in our anger.
经文这里说不要含怒到日落，中文的翻译是这样子的。
So the Chinese translation is 不要含怒到日落。
这个英文的话，英文是讲到说不要让日头落下在你的怒气之中。
In English translation, it is said, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
不要在你日头在你还生气的时候下落。
Do not still be angry when the sun is going down.
一天很快就过去了。
A day passes really quickly.
你的怒气不能够持久到超过一天的意思。
And your anger should not last for over a day.
有一个小故事讲到两个兄弟在吵架打架。
So there is a little story. Two brothers were fighting.
打得很凶。
And they were fighting so fiercely.
打得也很痛。
And then they fight it to until they were sore over their body.
最后呢，两个人都不讲话。
And until they stopped talking to each other.
然后妈妈晚上的时候，他们要睡觉的时候，就走到他床边，希望他们两个人能够和好。
So by the time they're about to go to bed, their mother walked to their beds and hoping that they can reconcile.
妈妈就对其中一个孩子说：“你不觉得你在睡觉前应该饶恕你的哥哥吗？”
So she talked to one of the children, saying, "Don't you think that before you go to sleep, you should forgive your older brother?"
你记不记得圣经曾经讲说，不要含怒到日落？
Didn't you remember that it was written? It's written in the Bible. Do not let the sun go down when you are still angry.
小儿子想了好久，他就问妈妈。
So the younger son thought for a very long moment, and he asked his mother.
妈妈，我怎么让日头不落下
？Mom, how can I stop the sun from setting?
你说有时候更难的事情就是不生气了。
So a more difficult thing is actually to refrain from being angry.
日头可以停，月亮可以不见，但是我的怒气不能消失。
The sun can stop and the moon can disappear, but my anger will persist.
我们求神像当初求约书亚求神一样，让神把日头多待一天在上面，让我多生气24小时。
So maybe we're going to pray to the Lord as Joshua did, that the sun can stop in the middle of the sky for one more day, so that we can dwell in our anger for one more day.
我们听了很好笑，因为我们没有再生气啊，再生气的时候就是这样子的了。
So we found it very amusing because we are not angry now, but when we are angry, we don't think it's amusing anymore.
我这个人有好处，就是常常把事情不会积在心上。
So I have a very good quality is that I don't linger onto one issue for too long.
但是呢，我知道我对我太太生气的时候，我知道我对她生气，只是不记得生什么气。
But when I was angry at Mrs. Pastor, I know that I was angry at her. It's just I don't remember on which I was angry.
你看到这个怒气在罪人的心中，甚至一个上万的人心中都不晓得发生过什么事，都不记得了，他还记得一件事情，我生气。
So you can see the power of anger that to to me, such a forgetful person. I don't even remember why I was angry about, but I still was angry. I remember I was angry.
你不要含怒到日落。
So do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
为什么？因为你的怒气在你的心中会变成罪。
Why? Because your anger in your heart can turn into sin.
如果我们往下看三十一节的话，他就讲到一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹啊、宣啊、毁谤一切恶毒。
So when we continue to verse 31, we would see all the bitterness, the rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
你就会看到说，当一个愤怒在罪人的心中的时候，带来的是许多的罪恶。
So you will realize that when the sinners dwell in the anger, it's actually going to elicit a very long list of sins.
发怒呢，最终在我们罪人的身上就变使我们变得盲目。
So anger in our sinners, on our sinners, we're going to be turned to be insensitive.
在二十七节说，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And in verse 27, and do not give the devil a foothold.
我们真正的仇敌是魔鬼。
Our true enemy is the devil.
我们真正的仇敌不是弟兄姐妹，也不是我们的家人。
Our true enemy are not the brothers and sisters, nor our families.
有好长一段时间，我觉得我的问题就是我的太太。
For a very long period of time, I thought my problem was my wife.
我很多时候在怒气之下就跟她说，那我以后不再做传道人，我就赚很多钱。
In my anger, many a time I told her, okay, so I'm going to quit being a minister, and I'm going to earn a lot of money.
这句话不会让他很高兴，因为他知道我在讽刺。
This sentence is actually not going to make her happy because she knows that I spoke it in sarcasm.
因为我不体会他这句话变成是我在讲他贪爱世界。
And then she thought that from my remark, I was actually indicating that she pursues the world.
你想，如果神在我是读神学院的时候没对付我这个脾气的话，我这样子去牧会的话，所有的人都变成魔鬼了啊，就只有牧师是天使。
So just think about that. If when I was still a seminary student and God hasn't dealt with me such a sin, after I graduated and became a pastor, and all the brothers and sisters, everyone, would just be turned into my enemy, and only I myself is holy.
所有不长进的都不是我的责任，就变成是你们的问题。
Anyone who is not pursuing the truth, is not growing in truth, they actually the problem lies in yourself, and only I am holy.
在怒气当中，人变成自义，人变成把自己看成是神，变成审判官。
In anger, people became self righteous.And they thought themselves as the judge, judging between right and evil.
在我的怒气当中有什么谎言呢？
What are the lies in my anger?
他说你们要弃绝谎言。
It says you have to put off the falsehood.
谎言就是小孩子让我很不方便。
And the lies, the falsehood is that children makes my life very inconvenient.
谎言就是太太很软弱。
And the lies are, my wife is very soft.
谎言就是神不公平。
And the lie is that God is not just.
谎言就是只有我是对的，因为我看得清清楚楚。
And the lie is that only I am correct, because only I could see clearly.
在这脾气当中，什么是真理呢？
And what is the truth in my anger?
什么是福音的真理？
What is the gospel truth?
我是罪人。
That I am a sinner.
神眷顾我。
And God still looks upon me.
神要救我，脱离我自我中心的我。
And God is going to save me from my self-centeredness.
神要借着这一切的环境，让我里头以为没有问题的，全部跑出来。
And God is going to use these circumstances and to expose my sin, even though I thought there was nothing wrong with me.
神逼着我回到他面前，再次寻求他的爱。
And God forced me to come before Him again to seek His love again.
像最多容忍太太几个月、几年，最长的话，你们结婚一百年的话，就忍个一百年。神忍的罪人几千年了。
So for a man, you would probably only put up with your spouse for a couple of months or several years, and to the most 100 years, but for God, He has been putting up with the sinners for thousands of years.
再说我们人再怎么好也都有问题，哎，一只手想拍掌的话没有声音的啊，但是呢，我们都是罪人，但是神却是圣洁的神，完全是我们人的问题，神还忍了几千年。
And when we sin, every one of us has some issues. Like you cannot clap with only one hand. However, in terms of God and man, God is completely holy, and all the issues actually came from us.
在我们的怒气当中，我们容易定罪；而在神的怒气当中，他差他的儿子耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
In our anger, we condemn and we convict. However, in terms of God, in God's anger, He sent His only beloved Son to us to die on the cross for us and to save us from the sins.
在我这个小小的事情又自我中心的这个身体里面，我如此容易的定罪。
In my own little sinful body, I was so quick to condemn.
那表示什么？我不明白神的爱到底是什么。
What does it mean? It means that I actually don't fully understand what is God's love.
福音的真理是什么？福音的真理就是耶稣基督爱我们，为我们死在十字架上。
What is the gospel truth? The truth of gospel is that Jesus Christ died, loved us so much that He was willing to die on the cross for us.
他拯救我们脱离一切的罪。
To save us from all sins.
在那个时刻，他不单是要我体会神的爱，好让我也同样的爱我太太。就在那个时候，他就是把我里面的问题显出来，因为他爱我，要我脱离那个罪。
At that moment, not only did he love me so that I can use the same love to love my wife, he also exposed all the inner sins of me so that I can see my sin and repent.
所以在座的你们都看起来都很斯文的，跟我一样。
And so all of you sitting here, you look very civilized, just like I am.
我不能够说每一位，但是所有结过了婚的，你们不管有没有脾气，有没有发出来，你们的内心里面的愤怒是很大的。
I cannot apply this to everyone, but every one of you who are married, you have this struggle, you have this temper in your heart.
我们需要在我们脾气当中认识到我们的主，他是怎么样为我们舍己。
In our temper, we have to get to know this God, and in our sin, how He died for us and sacrificed Himself for us.
我们要如何的爱我们的妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
And how we have to love our wives, at like Jesus Christ loved the church.
也许我们觉得是家人连累了我们，拉着我们的腿，让我们不能前进。但你要晓得，是神借着他们帮助你，能够越过你内心当中没有办法越过的障碍。
Maybe we think that our families are a hindrance to us, that we can obstacle for our love for Christ. But we have to understand that they are actually who help us to understand our inner sins, that we can be more like Christ.
我们来唱这首诗歌，我们呼求。
So let's sing the song.
This 首诗歌里面讲到说，求神来复兴这块地。
And the lyric says that, Lord, please revive this land.
我要你们把它改，你不用改，你 就唱这块这地啊，但是要把它想成说，求神来复兴我这心里头的这一块地。
So when we are singing the song, I'm not asking you to change the lyrics, but just bear in mind, we are crying out to ask for changing our mind.
复兴我们的心，我们一起来，一起起立。
Please arise.
祝我们同行在你面前，以祷告寻求你面。我们转离所有的恶行，定定单单跟随你。祝我们是属你的子民，就是下福神的心。我们要回转向你福神，也要看见福星。我们呼求你阿爸父，舍利你宝座在这里，你闭着眼看着垂听，呼求的名呼求，万民都要来敬拜你，荣耀高举你的生命。我们呼求你，我们呼求你阿爸父，舍利你宝座在这地，你闭着眼这次我垂听，奉主名的呼求，万民都要来敬拜你，荣耀高举你的生命，复兴这地全能的君王，我们欢迎你。 祷告，天父们要来欢迎你，求主你进到我们的心。
Heavenly Father, we want to welcome you, and Lord, come into our hearts.
在我们心中设立你的宝座。
That our hearts may be the throne of you.
复兴。
And Lord, revive us.
复兴你自己的荣耀在我们生命当中。
Revive your own glory in our lives.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace to you.
我们感谢王牧。